John Tyler Multilanguage Sea Letter. Issued October 21st, 1844. Ship, the Marcus. Location of issue, New Bedford. Commanded by Samuel H. Taylor. Carrying capacity, unknown. Cargo, unknown, but no guns and a crew of 30 men. Bound for South Pacific area, including Pitcairn Island, the refuge for the mutineers from the HMS Bounty. The sea letter is in four languages, French, Spanish, English, and Dutch. It was signed by President John Tyler, who was the first vice president to succeed to the presidency after the death of his predecessor, William Henry Harrison. Harrison was only in office for a month, from March 4, 1841, until his death due to pneumonia on April 4, 1841. Tyler served one term from April 4, 1841 to March 4, 1845, but he proved himself a strong president. He vetoed bills his Whig supporters wanted when he thought the bills were flawed. Within 6 months, he was expelled from the Whig Party, and all of his cabinet resigned except Daniel Webster, then Secretary of State. This document was issued after Webster had also resigned and was replaced by Abel P. Upshur. When Upshur died in an accident, John Caldwell Calhoun became Secretary of State, and he was a signer of the sea letter. Calhoun was at odds with President Tyler over the issue of slavery in the Texas Territory. Tyler wanted Texas annexed, but Calhoun strongly supported slavery in Texas, which Tyler opposed. This brought failure to the annexation bill in Congress. Ultimately, Texas was annexed in the last days of Tyler's presidency. Another signer was the Collector of Customs, Joseph T. Adams, who managed to secure the appointment through the influence of a New Bedford friend, Josiah Sturgis, a friend of John Tyler's son. The other signer was J. F. Terry, the notary in Fairhaven. Terry is also known for notarizing the testimony of two deserters, members of the crew of the Acushnet, on which Herman Melville was also serving. This sea letter is printed on rag paper and bears the Great Seal of the United States in the center, as well as a notary seal on the center left. Passport and sea letter descriptions excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776-1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revell Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.